is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Vol Nation's tailgating and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checkerboard. The big orange is back, it's a fact. Volunteers, where you at? Get loud, staying proud, send a message to...
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Vols Deep Podcast, episode 9, officially underway. Tennessee's bye week is officially over. Thank goodness. We have some revenging to do this coming week, though. Arkansas Razorbacks coming to our house, 4:15 kickoff. Anxious for this one. As everybody knows, Sam Pittman has been fired. We have the Motorcycle Bandit back as the head.
Harley Davidson, baby.
Roadhouse.
Hog Wild. Wild Hogs, is that the movie?
The Wild Hogs.
The Wild Hogs.
Nick Brace.
He's already made statements, firing some coaches too. How y'all feeling about this coming week?
Nervous.
I'm excited to get back in Neyland Stadium. I think it's going to be a great environment. 4:15 kickoff. It'll be a lot of fun. We should be walking in there feeling pretty good.
Walking?
Yeah, maybe.
Stumbling.
What are you going to do? Be running?
We might. Jump up on our hands and, you know, walking down on our hands.
I've still got tickets to ski into the last game, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Stumbling but not fumbling. That's the Arkansas
right. Stumbling,
way.
Stumbling, fumbling, or bumbling.
Talking to Mike Spank.
This is our news and notes segment presented by our great friends over at Freedom Motors, second-year sponsor of the Vols Deep Podcast. Chris Looper and staff over at Freedom Motors could not recommend them more. They just flat-out get the deal done. Great people, honest people. It's normally extremely hard to use the words honest and dealership together in the same sentence, but Freedom Motors makes it very easy to do. Go see them located in the heart of Clinton. Lee says put Spank in the neck brace.
Yeah.
I got to ask Robin, why are you mad that the Gators won?
I've never been so mad over a Gator win. He's probably wanting Billy.
He still wants Billy fired.
He wants Billy
fired.
Billy does just enough to keep that job. We're live on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you. Please comment, like, and share. The more interaction we get, the better the show will be. We want to hear your thoughts and opinions throughout the show. On the Vols Deep Podcast tonight, we'll have our regular segment, Start Bench Cut, One Word, The Duel, Keys to the Game, and Hound Dogs Knoxville. As always, we'll be giving away a $25 gift card to the listener winner. That will be found on our Facebook page after the show. We'll tell you more about that later. We also have a loser tonight. You're doing better already this week, ain't you, Spanky?
Yeah, I'm doing better. See, look, I got it a little bit.
Oh, look at there. You got it off.
A little bit, yeah.
Someone
you
must
touch with your feminine side last week.
Just a little, I think.
Just a little.
Someone must dip their hand into the cup of misfortune. They can do the punishment, or they can donate $100 to charity. Also, we have a brand new Yeti 45 cooler. We'll be giving away. We're doing this drawing reverse style randomly throughout the show. You want to explain reverse style, Spur?
So where's our thing? Is this it right here? So we have roughly 300 names, maybe a few more in this jar right here, little bitty things. Everybody's name is on here, so we are going to draw out names throughout the show. If we draw your name, that means you've been eliminated. So you do not want your name to be called out till the very end. I know there's some people that's got multiple chances in here, so you may hear your name more than once, but when we draw your name out, you're eliminated. Last one left wins.
Well, yeah. It's like you don't want to hear your name.
This will add to the suspense. for sure.
And this way you know it's fair because you know your name's in that jar.
Exactly. It will let everybody know that your name is in the container to be selected. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's draw 25 names out. Let's start it off right. We'll reshake it after every time. Not every time we do the draw. Not yet.
All right, I'm just going to let Josh draw several out. This fake, you'll draw several out. And then
no way, I'm sticking my hand in
I'll draw
thing.
Yeah.
You just have to.
We yeah. got a different cup.
We need to put them in that cup of misfortune up there.
I can't do it now. The little race cane online.
Spanky, draw you a few out.
Okay.
Just go ahead and announce what you got.
Cameron Boggs.
Cameron Boggs is eliminated so far.
Spanky drew about 30 names himself.
Yeah, let's not do too many. We need to draw this out throughout the show there, Spank.
Xavier Agent X Garcia.
Travis Bullock.
Natalie Curry.
It's Curly. It's
Ding Natalie Curly. Curly again.
What's that name?
Riley Brown.
Okay.
Jonathan Costella.
Gloria Wilson.
Oh, Timmy. I'm sorry.
Oh, she got her money's worth. She's got a good chance.
Tim Miller.
Tim Barry.
Travis Bullock.
It's two for Travis Bullock.
Spike, you're going to have to throw yours off to the side, bud. You got a mess going over. What a show. Go Tigers, Trevin
Tim
says.
Barry again.
Frank Colorondo.
It's Frank's Fix-It Shop, baby.
Oh. Well, Frank Colorondo again.
Troy Carter.
Xavier Agent X Garcia.
Gloria Wilson.
Gloria Wilson.
I'm telling you, she bought like $100
worth. Jeffrey Lewis.
Kimberly Everett.
God, she's one of our regulars.
Paula J. Coffey.
Derek. Cash App.
Has that been 25, you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, let me put these two back
Tyler
in here.
Hazlett.
Okay.
That's good.
We're going to do all these names.
Put them back in there.
Okay, I'll just leave them there.
Now put them back in there. We'll give a reshake.
Okay.
All right. Now the raffle for the Yeti coolers are for a great cause. It's going to my son and his travel ball team as we head to Orlando in December. If you want to donate to the East Tennessee Bears, just let me know and we'll get your info. Venmo is at Vol_Daddy1. PayPal is at CoolHandDetail. Been a long time since I've said that. And Cash App is at VolDaddy.
Non-disclosure.
JC says, I'm safe. Is Napier getting to keep his job?
Napier's there next year.
Yep.
No, I don't think he is. I think he'd have to win 10 games in order to keep his job.
Billy Napier?
Yeah, I think he'd have to win 10 games.
Somebody wants you to take the hat off, Josh.
Who?
That's Trevin.
Who?
Trevin Hooks.
Who?
Trevin Hooks.
Oh.
873 hearts on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much on there.
Trevin wants me to take my hat off? Wow.
Yeah, Trevin wants to take your hat off.
I'm good.
Let's go ahead and hit the AP poll. As always, just speak up whenever you feel like you need to say something. Ohio State stays at number one.
Till they're not, they are.
Miami moves up one spot to number two.
They look pretty legit.
They do.
They don't.
Miami's solid. Mario Cristobal down there has done a great job. I can't say anything negative about them.
Oregon drops one spot to three.
Whatever.
Yeah, they're there.
Ole Miss stays at four.
That's where they need to be.
Yep.
They are my pick to win the SEC.
Texas A&M destroyed Mississippi State 31-9. Move up one spot to number five.
Be another interesting week for Texas A&M this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oklahoma, number six.
They're right there.
Dropped a spot after beating Kent State 44-0.
That powerhouse Kent State, don't you forget
it. They didn't cover.
Indiana, move up one spot.
I'll say something about them here later.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama moves up two spots. Man, they was fired up to beat Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
man, they sung Rammer Jammer with all
they
of their
was fired
heart.
Up.
They was ready to go. They was just ready to run.
People had to hold them back. They was trying to rush the field. Texas Tech at number nine, move up two spots.
We'll see.
Georgia moved up two spots after beating Kentucky 35-14. LSU moved up two spots. Tennessee coming off the bye week, three-spot jump.
That's about what I thought we'd be this week. I figured we'd move up three spots. You know, exactly what we've done, I'm happy with where we're at.
I'm happy with where we're at, too. You know, we played 2 weeks. We won 2 weeks. We didn't move. And then we're off a week, and we move up three spots.
Put us wherever you want. Like, it's just bulletin board material at this point.
I'm honestly surprised they didn't drop us.
Drop us.
Georgia Tech moved up four spots, number 13.
Signed a big Under Armour deal this week.
Did they? 5-0. Missouri, also 5-0, move up five spots to number 14.
Who they play?
They got Bama.
Who have they played this coming week?
I agree. Michigan moved up five spots.
beating
Wisconsin. Notre Dame, five spots after beating Boise State.
Mm-hmm. They're on a three-game win streak.
I've already told y'all they're going to go 10-2, and they're going to make the playoff. Illinois move up five spots after beating Purdue.
They're a fraud, too.
BYU, five spots as well after beating West Virginia.
5-0.
Number 19, Virginia, move up five spots as well.
That's the shocker of the ACC this year.
Virginia,
man.
Vanderbilt drops four spots to number 20 after beating Alabama.
After losing to Alabama.
that's still good for Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Arizona State, move up four spots to 21.
Yeah.
Iowa State, man, they really let me down on my parlay.
Yeah, they did.
they kill you, huh?
Dropped eight spots to 22. Memphis stays at 23. South Florida at 24. Florida State dropped seven spots to number 25.
I think that one might have been a little too harsh because
Miami's a good team.
Miami's really good.
Hey, we've seen Joey Aguilar rise into the Heisman talk. Pretty good odds as of now. But where's Chris Brazel? He leads the nation in nearly every single category, even after a bye week, yet he's not mentioned at all. Other receivers like Jeremiah Smith at the top, even though Chris Brazel's beaten him in every category. Even after the bye week, I think Jeremiah Smith just has him beat in receptions by like four.
I'll tell you
why. You want to know why?
I want to hear your take first.
You want to know why? That power T. That's the only reason.
Tennessee, it is hard for Tennessee to get one Heisman talk, let alone two. But also, I think, too, with the way the Heisman's set up now, it's kind of ridiculous. The only way I see a wide receiver winning the Heisman Trophy anytime soon is if they are on a bad team, and that is the only stud that they have. But for Chris Brazel, he's not the only stud we have. So even though he does, he's a dog, he helps us out a lot, I think that's what's holding him back, honestly. It's just the way the Heisman is set up. It don't go to the nation's best player no more.
No, but again, you got Jeremiah Smith that's up there in Heisman talk. Brazel certainly deserves it, and he's getting some Biletnikoff Award talk now, which is a good thing. I do believe Joey's going to overshadow him, though, overall, and that may be the only reason why we don't hear Chris Brazel's name in the Heisman, because I think Joey Aguilar is going to be right there in a couple weeks.
How about Nico and UCLA upsetting
wild,
Penn
man.
State?
He's good for wild. About one of them a year.
So, for one Saturday, we were Nico fans. So, great job, Nico. We're still, whatever. Good job.
Yeah, good job, Nico.
Is James Franklin on a hot seat after that?
Thanks for screwing up my parlay.
He's the biggest fraud, man. They did receive 97 votes still in the AP Top 25. Cincinnati got 129 votes. So, Texas, 111 votes.
Yes, Michael, I did see the Detroit Lions.
That's wild how Texas
dinosaur.
Fell out.
That was great.
Yeah, this whole thing's wild, man.
Right.
See how I'm a dinosaur.
It is. Florida beating Texas. Hey, I told you.
You did.
You called that one. You called that one. I thought you was crazy.
Hey, my whole three leg was right.
Was it?
Yep.
How much you win?
I didn't do it.
What?
I just said it on the podcast.
I didn't even write it down. I should have wrote it down somewhere.
Spanky don't remember his. I know when mine went 0-3. Just so you know.
Eric says when we beat Alabama and Oklahoma, the polls will take care of us.
I agree.
Yeah, it matters. It just matters where you finish, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
This AP poll don't mean jack crap.
Polls give us something to talk about, complain about.
Teddy says we need to get Notre Dame in a conference. Power four schools need to stop scheduling them, in my opinion.
Well, I don't disagree, but...
I don't disagree, but it ain't going to happen because of the amount of money that's getting brought in for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my parlay went over 3-2.
Red River Shootout, who wins? We will talk about that later.
Arch ain't no Peyton. I agree with that. Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel bad for Arch, honestly, because he's not brought any of this on himself.
What if he's actually adopted?
Like, he's probably, yeah.
No, he's legit, and I hate to make this reference, but he got beat in the swamp, so we know he's a man.
That's a good point.
Oh, damn it.
Thanks for bringing it. Leave it to a Florida fan to bring it up.
Sorry.
All right, let's go ahead and draw 25 more. Let's try to keep it around 25 this time.
I thought you meant 25 each.
No, just 25 total each segment. Go Vols, what Gipster says on TikTok. 2,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate that.
What's the most likes we've ever gotten on TikTok?
I'm not sure.
20,000.
We need to write this down. 20,000? Okay, we're going to write it down.
Triple M Farms has questioned that about Brazel myself. He has the best stats.
Yeah, shake that thing, Spark. Yeah, get it. Get her and grab.
I've got nine right here.
Get her out of there.
Yeah, I got enough to cover the rest. I'll give you a few spaces. All right, go.
Gloria Wilson.
Derek Goins.
Jim Highfield. I guess that's how you say that.
Gloria Wilson.
Keith Osborne.
Farron Jackson.
Darren Jackson.
Austin Woodall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to butcher this name. Rebecca Burgraff. Sorry.
Kimberly Everett.
Whew. Poor Gloria Wilson.
Darren Jackson.
Gloria about $100 worth.
Rebecca Burgraff.
Wilma Norwood.
Rebecca Burgraff.
Austin Webb.
Austin Webb.
Teresa Waldo.
Derek Goins.
Lee Atkinson.
Oh, man.
Paula J. Coffey.
Mike Powers.
Justin Fields.
Natalie Curley.
That's Dean Curley's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Drew... Bruce.
Kimberly Morgan.
Austin Woodall.
Catherine Howell.
Gloria Wilson.
All right, is that it?
No, I got two more. I got a Riley Brown and a Liz Wilson.
Okay. Sounds familiar.
Maybe.
All right, thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep Podcast. Ooh, we are huge.
Pal.
Fans of Freedom Motors. They're huge fans of us. We're all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton. That's 135 South Charles G. Boulevard. We got a commercial break. We'll be back, y'all. Don't go anywhere.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Checkerboard, check the score. We gonna be on top. We're on ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing our song. We're on ball, bring it on. We're on ball, bring it on. The Vol Navy's getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're on ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're on ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook, and as always, go Vols!
And we are back with the 9th episode of Season 3. That brings us to Start Bench Cut. Shout out to our friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. Orange Shield Insurance will get you the best price and the best coverage possible. Home, auto, renters, life, business, you name it, Orange Shield Insurance can insure it. Steven's honest. He's the most intelligent and in-depth person I've ever talked to. All the ins and outs, the customer service is fantastic. Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty. All right, let's go ahead and do 25 more tickets. There's a lot of tickets in there, boys.
Hey, while we're drawing, I'm going to go ahead and make
For a Yeti 45 cooler, courtesy of 865 Exteriors.
While they're drawing names up, I got an important announcement to make.
You make your announcement.
Hardee's has officially returned.
Hardee's is not sponsored. Sponsor
Hardee's has officially returned the spicy chicken sandwich.
Nobody cares.
In the $5.99 bag.
Nobody cares.
I'm going to send Hardee's a bill.
$6.99 a bag now, just so you know.
Austin Webb.
Our Austin Webb is out, at least on that ticket, and he's got a few more in there.
Keith Osborne.
Farron Jackson.
Riley Brown.
Wilma Norwood.
Austin Webb.
PA voice over there.
Gloria Wilson.
Travis Bullock.
Christina Henry.
Gloria Wilson. That was a Vincent Mann voice right there. Damn it.
You're fired.
Damn it.
Jim, is it Highfield?
Alex Escobar.
Kevin Martin.
James Brown.
Hey.
Troy Carter.
I feel good.
Travis Bullock. Wonder if he's any relation to Keith Bullock.
What about Sandra?
He don't like me.
I know, that's why I said it.
Jonathan Costell.
Gloria Wilson.
Oh God.
Jennifer Graham.
Paula J. Coffey.
Darren Jackson.
Teresa Waldo.
Frank Colorando.
Hey, let me read this.
Use the mic, Spank.
James Brown, I feel good. Yeah, get in the hot tub. I'm in the hot tub. Hey!
Natalie Crass.
Get in the hot tub. Hey!
Gloria Wilson.
Got all of them?
One more right here.
One more.
Liz Wilson.
So, is Tennessee baseball coach going to take the Braves job, Hunter asked on TikTok?
He is not.
I don't think so.
Listen, he's making
I think
money.
He likes his name being put out there. I mean, who wouldn't?
It's a great thing for recruiting when you got MLB teams talking about you.
Yep.
Thing is, he's getting paid as much, if not more, at Tennessee than he would in MLB. And you don't have to worry about that 165-game schedule, you know.
He's
the king of Knoxville.
His name is more bigger.
More bigger.
It was more bigger in Knoxville than it ever would be in Atlanta. Because, can you guys name any MLB head coach's name?
I could, but
No.
All right, start bench cut. Let's get it. Number one, which uniforms do you want to see the Vols wear versus the Pigs? Smoky Grays, traditional, or the all orange from head to toe?
This has to be the easiest start bench cut question there's ever been written. Number one, it is the all orange from head to toe. This is the game that we redeem the orange helmets. This is the game where we need to have the orange wave. I want to see there should not be no white in that stadium. There needs to be all orange. The next, I'm going to bench, even though they're going to do it for military day, I'm going to bench the grays, and I'm going to cut the blacks. Only for the simple fact.
Blacks ain't even on here. Traditional, Spanky.
What? I thought it said black. My bad. No. Well, traditional, cut it. We don't need to wear that. They ain't rival us.
So what you're saying is the all orange is more better. Gotcha.
100%.
Start orange, bench traditional, cut grays, not this game.
That is the correct order, Spur. I'm going to start all orange, bench traditional, cut smoky grays.
I wouldn't be upset to see dark mode.
I would not be upset to see dark mode, though.
Hey, you won't because it's not night game. I think dark mode only needs
to be night by the fourth quarter.
Night games.
Yeah, I'm starting all orange from head to toe until we do it.
We knew what you were starting.
Yep. I'm going to bench traditional. I'm going to cut smoky grays just because I think they're going to do it for salute to service.
Mm-hmm.
Start bench cut. Which condiment is best on chicken?
I have a question. What kind of chicken?
Yeah, that
chicken nuggets.
There's a big difference in that.
Oh, God. Let's just go chicken nuggets.
All right.
Ranch nuggets. Barbecue, honey mustard.
Well, that changes up my answers.
Makes it easier for me. You start McDonald's barbecue sauce, you bench ranch, you cut honey mustard.
I'm starting barbecue, I'm benching honey mustard, and I'm cutting ranch for the nuggies.
So this question is kind of like a double-handed question here because we're not given the information that we need to be given here. We don't know what kind of honey mustard.
Just answer
we don't
the
know
question,
what kind
Spanky.
Of ranch. We don't know what kind of barbecue.
I
different
specify.
Establishments has their different flavors, but if we're just going to go off what has the most success rate, we're going to have to go with honey mustard, ranch, and then barbecue.
I don't know about what are you putting on your dino nuggies at home?
Number one, whatever
mommy brings him.
Oh, ketchup. Number one's ketchup.
He's going to say ketchup.
Number one's ketchup. Ketchup's probably the
best. Ain't
nothing
wrong with a little ketchup on a nuggie.
The best ranch to dip your nuggets in, McDonald's got some good ranch, that creamy ranch.
Hey, listen,
everybody likes
go
that
Sweet Baby
Ray's
barbecue, you'll never go back. Telling you.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm starting honey mustard, I'm benching barbecue, and I'm cutting ranch.
What's your favorite honey mustard there then, Luke?
It's got to be McDonald's.
Oh, Charlie's?
No, Sweet Baby Ray's.
Okay.
I have McDonald's.
Sweet Baby Ray's has got some good sauce, man. Their wing sauce is good, too.
They do. Ryan says, how about them Titans, ha?
Hey, they pulled one out. Don't know how.
Worst team in the NFL.
Not anymore. They won today.
Brian says, oh, Charlie's honey mustard.
Charlie's honey mustard is the best.
They're still the worst team in the NFL, buddy.
Yeah. Start bench cut these Tennesseans. Kenny Chesney, Morgan Wallen, Davey Crockett.
There's only one order to this. And that is, Davey Crockett, you're starting. You're going to bench Morgan Wallen, and you're going to cut Kenny Chesney because he's a traitor.
You're going to start Davey Crockett, you're going to bench Morgan Wallen, and you're kicking Kenny Chesney out of the state.
We're going to start Morgan Wallen. We're going
over Davey Crockett?
Davey Crockett, and we're going to cut Kenny Chesney.
Damn.
Davey Crockett's the greatest volunteer ever to live.
Says a Florida fan, clearly.
Yeah.
Davey Crockett was not born in Knoxville.
Where was he born?
Does it say anything about Knoxville? It says Tennessean.
He was born in Nashville? It says Tennessean, not Knoxvillian, dummy.
Who cares? Knoxville's the greatest place in Tennessee. So, look, Tennessee's great.
He's on our logo.
If we're going to classify places, then this is what we're doing. We're going to classify
places. He's our logo.
Yeah.
You're our regional.
I'm starting Davey Crockett. I'm benching Morgan Wallen. And I'm cutting the one who has forgotten about us, which is Kenny Chesney. Start bench cut.
He don't even sing Back Where I Come From no more.
Start bench cut. Which team wins the SEC championship? Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Well, dang, I thought that blank was just like somebody we thought, so I'm going to cross mine out. Because my dark horse to win it is Ole Miss. But I'm going to start Tennessee. I'm going to bench Alabama, and I'm going to cut Georgia.
I'm going to start Georgia, and I'll tell you why at the end. I'm benching Tennessee, and I'm cutting Alabama.
Same. I'm going to start Georgia. I'm going to bench Tennessee, and I'm going to cut Alabama because we're going to beat Alabama in a couple weeks. Georgia's already beat us.
Georgia will get one more loss that will help us out.
I'm going to start Tennessee. I'm going to bench Alabama, and I'm going to cut Georgia.
I hope
I'm wrong.
Tyler says, can y'all take it easy on us this weekend? Coming from an Arkansas fan, we're in a tough spot. Man, you all have had our number.
Is he on TikTok?
Yep.
Come on down to Neyland.
Yep.
Come tailgate with us.
2,800 hearts on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much on there.
I will say this. What do you tell you who I think the SEC championship game will be? It'll be two teams we didn't talk about here. Ole Miss versus Texas A&M. Mark my words. Ole Miss, Texas
A&M. I was on A&M, like, I gave them a lot of hype during the preseason. I did LSU too, but.
Dakota, to answer your question, the 47 brand hats. Go, or anything over at Hound Dogs you can go find that'll fit your big head.
Brian says Arkansas. A healthy Tennessee can win, it says Justin. He says you bench Alabama and you cut Georgia.
Good with it.
Let's see. Ryan says normally teams get better when they fire their coach and they have an interim coach.
Well, look what happened with UCLA.
But they fired all their coaches.
He has a good point.
I just hope he hops on a motorcycle sometime this week.
Man, if Smokey had any balls about him, he'd ride
a motorcycle. He'd borrow that Oregon Duck motorcycle.
The neck brace.
Yeah. He had any balls about him.
That would be awesome. Start bench cut. These restaurants, Applebee's, Chili's, Texas Roadhouse.
Not even a question here. Not even room for discussion. Texas Roadhouse is the finest dining experience you will ever come across in your life.
Oh,
that is fine dining. Then I'm going to bench Chili's. Everybody loves Chili's. I can feel God every time I go into Chili's. And then I'm going to cut Applebee's.
I'm going to change it up on you, Spanky. I'm going to start Chili's. Chili's has the dip trio.
The triple dipper.
That you get these chips. They're the best chips you can find anywhere. And that skillet queso. Then they have a sirloin steak at Chili's that they season perfectly. And it's very, very underrated. And they have street corn on the cob.
Y'all making my mouth water.
So Chili's gets my start. Texas Roadhouse gets my bench. And I don't care if I go to Applebee's or not.
Here is mine. I'm going to start Texas Roadhouse for one reason and one reason only. Their rolls and that honey butter.
Oh, God.
I'm going to bench.
Butter off of something.
You know, I'd never been to Chili's until I went to Chili's with y'all whenever we went to somewhere. And Chili's. Chili's just climbed up my list.
Was that to Missouri?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that was a long trip. Yeah, that's where we stopped at.
Yeah. And then I'm going to cut Applebee's. Applebee's just ain't what it used to be, man.
No, that was Texas Roadhouse we stopped at.
No, we went to Chili's.
No, it was Texas Roadhouse. We spent 3 hours there.
I don't recall.
Jesse says, if Spanky thinks Texas Roadhouse is fine dining, then we are obviously in a different tax bracket.
That's right, buddy. Hey, I'll tell you a place better than Chili's and Applebee's combined. That is Outback.
No. I'm not a big Outback fan.
Outback's too expensive.
Eat Outback every Friday after ball games.
I'm starting Chili's. I'm going to bench Texas Roadhouse. I'm going to cut Applebee's.
And you could flip-flop Texas Roadhouse and Chili's.
You could.
Oh, no, man.
It depends on what I'm in the mood for.
Yeah, those honey butter rolls, man. Oh, my God.
Especially when it's your birthday at Texas Roadhouse. Yeehaw!
Tennessee versus Arkansas coming up this Saturday. We'll talk more and more about that later in the show. We have the football pick'ems, we have punishments, we have giveaways, one word. But first, let's draw out 25 more names, reverse drawing for the brand new Yeti 45 cooler.
Hey, we got 100 gallons, sweet wet rind made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Anthony says Olive Garden is fine dining.
Oh, no.
That's a panty dropper.
Crabs. Cameron Bogues.
Austin Webb.
Austin Webb.
Gloria Wilson.
Wilma Norwood.
Gloria Wilson.
Rebecca Burgraff.
Kimberly Everett.
Drew Bruce.
Xavier Agent X Garcia.
Natalie Curley.
Austin Webb.
Thomas Shelton.
Rebecca Burgraff.
Emily Hewling.
Christina Henry.
Rebecca Burgraff.
Derek Goins.
Teresa Waldo.
Wilma Norwood.
Gloria Wilson.
Robert Littrell, give to someone else. That's what it says.
Hey, put that back in there. Tim Miller.
Well, that means he don't want it. Why would you put it back in there?
Because that means someone else can have it. Gloria Wilson.
All right. Get some more.
Keith Osborne.
Spanky gets too many every time. Spanky thinks Shoney's is fine dining, Richard
That
says.
Is true. That Shoney got the best breakfast buffet. Keith Osborne. Natalie Curry.
Curl Lee. Damn. I mean, I'm sorry.
The mayor of Petros. Janet Atkinson.
The mayor of Petros.
Gloria Wilson.
Barrett Hampton says, anyone seen Penn State? I look for them 25 times, can't find them.
Texas, too.
Agent X Garcia. Derek Cash App.
How many? You got 25 yourself.
There's 300 more in here.
Riley Brown. Jonathan Skikes. Ernie Hewling.
For those just joining, we're doing reverse Tim drawing Rivers. For a Yeti 45
Liz
cooler.
Wilson.
Tim Barrier.
Austin Woodall. And
Ernie Hewling.
Rebecca Burgraff.
Alex Escalaro.
Escalar.
Yep.
There's not an O
and
with
finally, the president of Petros, Tennessee, Dr. Lee Atkinson.
He does have a doctorate. I have heard that. All right, we'll be right back, y'all. Thank you, Stephen. Make sure to check out both Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty today. You'll not find a better person to suit your needs in any of those categories. If he cannot beat your current price, he'll flat out tell you. He's the definition of service, not sales, a true Vol for life. Let him know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hit that share button for us. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
I would have won the week had we had out of paid for.
All right, we are back. We want to thank everyone for listening to us, watching us, whatever you prefer. We appreciate all the support from you and our sponsors. Right now we have The Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Roofing, siding, doors, you name it, they can build it, they can repair it. Check out 865 Exteriors today for all of your exterior needs or repairs. Their name is on the cooler that we're giving away. Can't thank them enough in so many ways. Speaking of that cooler, Let's go ahead and do 25 more names. Reverse drawing for a Yeti 45. Ashton says, glad that we moved up in the AP poll and we didn't even play. That's no better way to do it.
Draw Spanky's out for him. He can't count.
3,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very much on there.
All right. Frank Calandro.
Well, that ain't enough.
That's plenty.
Ernie Hewlings.
Kimberly Morgan.
Jonathan Sykes.
Jonathan Sykes.
Leland says Spanky likes boys.
After last week, we know he does.
Thomas Shelton.
Christina Henry.
James Brown.
Yeah.
Jonathan Sykes.
Xavier Agent X Garcia.
Gloria Wilson.
Gloria Wilson.
Frank Colorando.
Tammy Swafford.
Drew Bruce.
Austin Webb.
Natalie Curley.
Farron Jackson.
Wilma Norwood.
Jeff Lipford.
And guess what? Gloria Wilson.
Poor Gloria. All
right. Time for that round, Luke.
Did you see how I'm a dime?
All right. Several questions will be asked. Some are random. Some they know beforehand. They'll argue the answers to the best of their ability. Now, the winner is selected by you, the listeners. So vote in the comments for who the duel winner is. We need you to vote. Spanky, raise your hand.
What?
Raise your hand.
What?
Josh, raise your hand. For the ones that don't know on TikTok. Spurs in the middle. Spanky.
What?
Usually has makeup on. He didn't get to wear it tonight. But that's the Spanky.
What's his stage name?
Question one.
Government name's Austin Lee Swint.
After this week of college football, which team is the most overrated?
Indiana. To me, like, they did this last year where they'll be all hot, they'll be undefeated, everybody's talking about them, then they'll play like Ohio State or an Oregon or somebody, and they'll get shown up, and then that's how they end their year, basically. I'm going with Indiana because they've not really beat anybody of note.
You know, the last couple of weeks, TikTok's been quiet from a certain fan base. Just a couple fans in here every once in a while. Let's rile them back up. It's Ohio State. After Texas
most
getting
overrated.
Most overrated. Texas getting beat in the swamp by Billy Napier and whatever team he decided to throw out there yesterday. They've not beaten anybody, and they struggled to beat Texas at home. It's Ohio State. They might be undefeated, but they have not played a single soul.
Sounds like everybody in the Big Ten.
Yeah, we've talked about this team numerous times on the podcast that they went 0-2, and now they're going to go 10-2 and make the playoffs. That's Notre Dame. Notre Dame is ranked number 16 in the country. They don't deserve to be there. They deserve to be about 24, 25. It's a Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They're overrated this year.
Let me ask you a question. Any other team that's 3-2 in the country, you know,
with three and two, they had.
With the two losses they had, name another team that's ranked at 3-2.
Can't think of one.
So, if we're 3-2, we're not ranked.
Nope. Especially without any quality wins.
Exactly.
Notre Dame's biggest win is going to be Arkansas.
I think the AP poll people are Catholic.
I just don't think they watch football.
We've got a Texas and Penn State from Ryan. Chad says Texas Tech.
Well, see, Texas and Penn State have to be ranked for them to be overrated.
Yeah.
Dylan says, I'm going to say Ohio State.
Ohio State's way up there. Richard says, go Irish. Well, whatever.
Catholic high school?
Zach says, Big Ten blows besides Oregon.
Oregon really ain't Big Ten.
I got an honorable mention.
They're Oregon.
We've got a Florida State. Since they are 3-2.
You want an honorable mention? What's that? Missouri.
Yeah.
I almost went with Missouri.
We'll find out this week for sure.
We'll find out.
Question two. What is the best tasting food that comes out of a smoker?
Oh, it's got to be chicken wings, man. Get some good seasoned chicken wings out of a roaster. Oh, man. Picasso.
Spur got to eat some of my wings out of my smoker the other day.
Did you ever eat any?
I didn't.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Well, okay. That means you're going to suck.
But the correct answer is anything you want to put on the smoker. That
is
the correct
answer.
That's the correct
answer.
That's
not an
answer. All right, fine. Pulled pork. Pork butt. Brisket.
The answer is simple. And
all of it.
And I hate to call him out because he's a Gators fan, but he makes it, and it's really daggone.
Do not say smoked bologna.
It is smoked bologna. It is smoked bologna.
There's so much better stuff that you can put on the smoker.
Oh, there is, but smoked bologna is fantastic.
Robin, I love you to death.
We got a Boston butt from Chad Barrett. Says brisket.
Brisket is good.
See, that's what I'm saying. Anything like that. A pork butt, a brisket, anything like that.
Burn-ins.
Oh, my God.
Wes says
have you ever
I had good burn-ins in a long time.
Have you ever had the candied burn-ins?
No, but that sounds great.
We'll have to make
them. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's candy burn-ins. Next football game.
All right.
We got backstrap. I don't think I've ever ate backstrap off of a – not off of a smoker.
Smoked tenderloin's a good one, too.
Jesse Cooper says my meat.
Wes says chicken wings. Put that dude in jail, Lord.
What? You never had good wings on a smoker?
I will say smoked mac and cheese is pretty good, too.
It's delicious.
Jesse says his meat. Brisket says Michael. Leg quarter says Chad. Question three. Other than Smokey, which college football team has the best mascot?
Oh, it's the Mormons. That BYU Cougar. Have you seen some of the stuff he can do? He's like doing a new trick each game. Like last week, he jumped, like he did like the hurdle over like a fire. Like it's pretty dope.
His name is Cosmo.
Whatever his name is.
That's who
dope.
I was going to go with, but since you took him, I'm going with the Oregon Duck. He has been our friend for many, many years now, and he's just a great mascot, man. Him come out there on that motorcycle.
Y'all got it wrong. Y'all got it wrong. You went with a duck. You went with a Cosmo. The best mascot there is, other than Smokey, because Smokey's number one. There's no
Smokey's the goodest boy.
You got to hear me out here, guys. It's that tree at Stanford, the Stanford tree.
That thing is freaky looking.
Stanford tree. That's the best mascot.
Can you imagine putting that in your closet at night and waking up the next morning and seeing that first thing you see?
Yeah.
That's what nightmares are made of.
Yeah, the Stanford tree. Where it's at.
But their name is the – it ain't the bird. It's the cardinal.
Cardinal. Not cardinals. Cardinal.
Cardinal.
The color.
The color. Yep.
Right. And they got a tree. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does.
I smoke it.
Green tree.
Even if they were the Cardinals, it wouldn't make sense. Cause
almost a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It looks like a Christmas tree.
Yeah. That's where little Debbie got the idea.
Eric says Cosmo Big Red, says Barrett.
Oh, Big Red's a good
one. Big Red's a good one.
Kansas.
That Oklahoma State Cowboys, have you seen his gear?
His get-up
he's got?
Yosemite Sam?
Ryan says Florida State, what they do pregame is really cool.
The Chief Osceola.
I agree.
Hey, who was it that LSU upset earlier in the year and they were like the students had Mike the Tiger and like
we've got Mike the Tiger on TikTok.
There, yeah. They had that video and they're like, put Mike down. And Mike was up there just getting it.
It was cooler though when they had him in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Longhorn. That's
Bebo.
He would be good on a smoker.
Yeah, he would.
It would be. It's a good place for him.
Yeah, he don't belong on the
remember
sidelines.
That time Bebo attacked Uga. That's one ugly dog.
One time I liked it, Cal.
Yeah.
Question number four. Let us know in the comments who's winning the duel. Question four. Did we fake the moon landing?
Oh, golly.
Oh, my God. Yes. The flag is tell-all. Why is the flag like that? Why?
Because it's outer space.
How much time do we have? How much time do we have here?
No, we didn't fake the moon landing. This is just people wanting to find stuff to talk about. If we had faked the moon landing, we'd have done it years beforehand.
Let me ask you, Spanky, why haven't we gone back?
Yeah.
You know what the answer is? Because we lost the technology to do so. Now think about that for a minute. How do we lose technology to go back to the moon?
We didn't even have color TVs.
We got whole computers in our pockets.
Let me ask you. You see Apollo 11? You see the video of Apollo 11 leaving the moon? Let me ask you something. Who's filming that thing?
What?
Who's filming it? Go watch Apollo 11 leaving. And the camera just follows it. Who the hell's filming it? There's still somebody on the moon. Also, a question for you. Who filmed them getting out of the spaceship to step onto the moon for the first time? Who filmed that? And how'd they film it?
I'm 100% behind Spur on this. I'm just going to let him be the mouth.
I'm a troop patriot, but...
We faked the moon landing.
Ryan says, y'all are letting Spur come up with the questions.
No, I didn't come up with this one.
Justin Hawk said, yes, we drove a daggum side-by-side on it.
We did. We drove a side-by-side. It couldn't fit into the daggum spaceship.
Where did it come from?
Yeah. How'd it get there?
Actually, I did see somebody go on the moon one time.
Did you?
I saw Spur take home a big lady one time.
Well, once. Just once.
Oh.
That was you last week, Spanky, I believe.
Hey, hey, hey.
Look like Mimi.
We've got a bunch. We've got a bunch of people on TikTok that says we faked it. Totally faked. D. Riley says, how are we standing there with no gravity? Going to the moon is just as believable as Ole Miss having real injuries. All right, question five.
Is the earth flat? Okay, here we go.
No, we're not.
Question five. Is the earth flat?
No, it ain't.
All right, let me, okay. What? Hold on. So I've done a lot of traveling over the last couple months. Uh-huh. I've been sitting at a lot of airplanes out the window seat. And I look out at 35,000 feet, I expect there to be curvature. There was no curvature.
None whatsoever.
And I asked a couple pilots that, you know, they've got logged a lot of hours flying. Mm-hmm. And I asked them straight up, is the earth flat? They say, and I quote, I can't say for certain, but I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most of them answered.
Here's the thing. If the earth wasn't flat, then at 35,000 feet, an airplane would have to be a constant dip in order to make it around the curvature of the earth.
Here's my thing. If the earth was flat, there would be no waves. Because the water is always going from right. So if the earth was flat, it would just stay still.
D. Riley says 100% it's flat.
You know, why do they call it sea level and not sea curve?
Caleb says biblically speaking, the earth is indeed flat.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Look up the
firmament. Eric says we went to the moon in a tin can.
I can't believe we have more flat earthers on the panel than we do non-flat earthers.
Wes says the globe
Josh coming around. I give Josh the win today.
Wes says the globe is as big and round as Lane Kiffin's head.
Did you hear that? Spur voted for
Lane Kiffin.
Okay, I'll get it down. Caleb says God set the earth on its foundations, and it shall not be moved.
I did not write these questions this week, but I do appreciate them.
Waves are based off the moon.
Richard,
the moon's a lot.
Richard Dwayne Keithley says it's square. You are all wrong.
Chad says, I'm shocked these two agree to the flat earth and the moon landing.
I am too, to be quite honest. Thank you, wins hands down.
Thank you.
If you had to choose another state to live in, which state would it be?
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, man.
This is fun.
I'll tell you what, man. I'll go back to my traveling here lately, and it's going to suck to say this. St. Louis has some of the best food I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, and you get shot there, too.
You're going to Missouri?
It's a dump.
It's a dump, but the food is wonderful.
Yeah, you get shot there, dude.
Might as well say Memphis.
Might as well. Yeah, I got some videos to show y'all. It's rough down there. Let's see, where else have I been? No, probably North Carolina.
Go ahead, Spanky. I know the answer.
I am going to pick Memphis, Tennessee. Was Elvis's first
but
home.
I said
anywhere but Tennessee.
But his second favorite home was good old Hawaii, and that's where I'm going.
I've
never been to Hawaii. So
I've never been to Hawaii. But I know this, if it's good enough for the king, it's good enough for me.
I was going to Hawaii as well. That was going to be my answer.
I've always heard it's very expensive to live there.
It is, but it's also very, very friendly, and it's wonderful. I visited Hawaii a few years ago.
See,
I'm going to take every bit of my Tennessee orange that I could possibly fit into every U-Haul I could take, and I'm going to drive 8 hours south and park myself right there in Panama City Beach, Florida.
Ooh.
And I'm going to be a volunteer fan in the state of Florida.
Gonna get wiped away by the hurricane.
See, that's why I just chose North Carolina because it's a border state and I can just move right across the border. to come home whenever I want to.
We got Hawaii, we got a Texas, we got a Louisiana, we got a Maine, we got a Georgia.
The Rio Grande Valley of Texas.
If I had to pick another one, I'd pick Mississippi. Virginia. So I can find me a Louisiana woman, I can be a Mississippi man.
Jesus Christ.
We got a Miami.
Got a Miami.
Mississippi man, we get
to Miami is Hawaii. Fun.
We got North Carolina.
See?
All right, let us know in the comments who is winning the duel.
If it had smelled like weed, I'd pick Denver, Colorado.
Last one. What is the best sports movie of all time?
Oh, golly.
Oh, my.
That's pushing.
What is the best sports movie of all time?
You can see us off, but we didn't even think about this one.
I know what Spanky's answer is not going to be. He was offsides.
Nah, it ain't Rudy. Hell no.
That's what I said.
Hell no.
Spanky's is radio.
That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
I do like radio.
It's
a good
movie. All right.
Honestly, it's Remember the Titans.
No, it's not. No. It is Friday Night
Lights. I love Remember the Titans.
Nah, Remember the Titans. It's an all-time classic. Mm. It not only teaches you about the game of football, but it teaches you about life, too. How, at the end of the day, no matter how different we all are in this world, we all must come together for a greater cause.
And that's football.
Purpose.
And that's football.
And that we need to not let them gain another yard. We blitz all night.
Yep.
And you make them remember the night that they played the Titans.
Remember the Titans is a great movie. But I'm going Friday Night Lights, man. It doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Y'all are forgetting one. It's the greatest sports movie that's ever been written.
Miracle.
The cinematic. That's a good one. That's not where I'm going. That was close. Number two. Talladega number three. No. It's theater like it should always be theater. Drama. It's got everything in it, and that is the one and the only Happy Gilmore. And it's my favorite movie of all time. It's the best sports movie that's ever been done. It's done right.
It is
Happy
a great
Gilmore
movie.
Happy Gilmore 2 is excellent as well. Happy is. Gilmore is my favorite sports movie.
We got Friday Night Lights, Remember the Titans, Days of Thunder.
Ooh.
Field nice of pick, Jackass.
Field of Dreams, Happy Gilmore, Remember the Titans, Remember the Titans.
Chad says Forrest Gump, a sports movie.
Hey, what about The Replacements?
Yes.
The Replacements is sneaky.
Varsity Blues is okay.
I figured
you'd
pick Air Bud there, Spanky. Oh,
Varsity Blues just had some terrible acting in it.
Ryan says Greater. Is that the Arkansas
one? That's the one about
the Arkansas guy?
Yeah. It's a good movie. It's a great movie.
I'll tell you what I really enjoyed that doesn't get a lot of talk. Moneyball was really good.
Moneyball is
I've never
fantastic
watched it fully.
I'll say this. I will say this, and I'm going to get some hate for this, but because the decisions that was made in the movie, looking back at it, are pretty stupid. But Draft Day, honestly,
Draft Day was a good one.
It was a good movie, but if you really look at the picks and the trades, it's kind of like absurd if you really break it down.
But in all honesty, it's happened before.
It's happened before, and
because
it gives
the Cleveland
real,
Browns are.
The Cleveland Browns.
We've got the replacement.
Ryan Jackson says Rudy. Rudy was as fake as the moon landing.
Angels in the outfield.
Craig says Coach Carter.
Coach Carter's a very good one.
Yeah, that's
Coach
a good one.
Carter's crazy. The town was ready to burn the man's house because all he asked was a C average. A C average. And they was ready to burn his house down.
You can't forget Hoosiers. It's classic, but it's way up.
Glory there. Road.
The longest yard.
All right, let us know in the comments who won the duel. We want to hear from you. Y'all know the drill. Let's go ahead and do 25 more names for the brand new Yeti 45 cooler.
That's how a white man plays guitar.
Courtesy of 865 Exteriors.
Oh, Lord. Get some. Both teams are trying really hard.
Let's do a couple. We still got a couple segments to draw this thing out.
You can tell you a movie I have been.
Spike, you just drew 50.
No, put some more in there.
Here.
He gave some to me.
He can't count.
I've been watching a little bit of The Green Mile. Getting right with Jesus. I'm going to walk the Green Mile. I'm getting right with Jesus. I'm going to walk the Green Mile.
Troy
We
Carter.
Are Marshall.
Oh, that how did we forget about that?
How did we forget about
Glory
that?
Road.
Jarrett Renfro.
Gloria Wilson.
Tyler Hazlitt.
Teresa Waldo.
Jim Highfield.
Justin Fields.
Kathleen Howell.
Gloria Wilson.
Jennifer Graham.
Derek the Cash App.
Paula J. Coffey.
Gloria Wilson.
Ernie Hewling.
Tim Miller.
Tim Miller.
Sorry, Tim.
Teresa Waldo.
Jonathan Costella.
Tim Barrier.
Alex Escolar. Yeah.
Tyler Hazlitt.
I feel good. Hey, Riley, Brown.
Riley
yeah.
Brown and Riley Brown again.
All right. That it?
That's it for now.
All right, cool.
Little Giants. How do we forget about Little Giants?
Yeah, Jesse, that's a good one. Cannonball Run.
Never heard of Cannonball Run, Brian.
I haven't either. We've got a bunch of Grater comments.
Graters, have you seen it?
I've seen it, yeah.
We've heard Marshall. That's a good one.
I couldn't remember if that was a title, but yeah, I have seen it. All right, Craig, we're coming to you. Is that it?
Craig says Josh wins. I agree. He said there's flat.
We're coming to you live on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. We appreciate the likes, comments, and shares. Please keep them rolling in for us. We truly appreciate it. We'll be right back with one word. Don't go anywhere. Hey, y'all. It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingAndStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
EFGU-TV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGU-TV a call for your side-by-side needs.
All right, we are back, baby. Episode 9 continues inside the Vol Cave. We're glad you're listening. Let us know where you're listening from in the comments. Major League, we're still getting a lot of movie suggestions. The Sandlot, we're not sure how we forgot The Sandlot.
You're killing me, Smalls.
But that was a great one. Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, dodgeball's a good one. Do we have plenty to do 25 more right now, or at least a couple more?
We can do a couple more.
All right, let's do a couple more real quick.
Spanky, a couple is at least.
You just hand me mine.
Just don't give Spanky any.
Okay. Yeah, because some people are going to call him like, he never said my name. He said it wrong.
There's Spanky.
He can't read or he can't count.
Yep, one, two.
Thanks, sir.
Darren Jackson.
Gloria Wilson.
Derek Cashap.
Gloria Wilson.
Drew Bruce.
Natalie Curley.
You got it right.
Natalie Curley.
Kimberly Morgan.
Rebecca Burgraff.
Christina Henry.
That it?
Frank Jackson and Austin Webb.
Frank Jackson or Farron Jackson?
Frank. Oh, no.
Farron. Okay, Jackson. I was about to say, I do not remember putting a Frank in there.
Farron Jackson, my bad.
We got married in a fever.
All right, now we're going to play one word. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Check out Frank's Fix-It Shop for any of your mower or small engine repair needs. He has all the tools to get the yard work done. If you own a small business, maybe a side hustle, whether it's mowing lawns, landscaping, cutting trees, trimming hedges, whatever it is, Frank's Fix-It Shop has what you need.
Luke, Ryan Damon's asking, how do we get these names? Luke's had them on his personal Facebook page all week long. He raffled off a Yeti cooler
for his son's football travel team.
Yep. We're still taking donations, though, if you want to be kind. We're going to Orlando, Atlanta, so we'll be a little bit everywhere. So just trying to help with the cost of all that. All right, how one word works, for those that are new, it's very simple. I give a person, a city, a thing, a state, a phrase, whatever. We must describe that thing using only one word. Here we go. The state of Arkansas.
Walmart.
Play along in the comments, too.
Tyson.
Clinton's.
Tyson. Poverty. Let's throw some shade at him. Bobby Petrino.
Brace.
Brace. Legs. Because the legs on that woman.
Katie.
Is that the girl's name? Was it Katie?
I know what you're getting at.
Because I've got underage.
I know what he's getting at. We'll tell you later.
Okay. Bobby Petrino's Arkansas redo.
Offense.
Chess. It's like a chess match.
Failure.
I'm going to go planned.
That's a good one.
Yeah. They tried to get him back.
A Razorback.
Pork.
Suey.
Pig.
I'm going to go oink. Bacon.
Sandwich.
Crispy.
I love bacon.
I love bacon so much, you could like literally put bacon on a bacon mayonnaise sandwich with eggs.
What?
Was that one word?
It's what I how I felt at the time.
I got spanky for bacon.
Am I the only person that can eat a whole pack of bacon by themselves?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, people judge me for that.
Crispy or floppy?
Crispy.
No.
I like mine in between.
You got to have right in the middle. Got to have. I want a little bit of floppy on the end, but I want a little
There's days
bit
that I want crispy bacon, but then there's days that I don't want crispy bacon.
I want some crunch in the middle.
I just want some daggum bacon.
I don't want it burnt. I want it crispy.
Hey, Arkansas.
My uncle, he can put a whole pack of bacon in the skillet.
Hey, microphone.
Yes.
Arkansas baseball.
Who?
Rivalry.
Who?
Vitello.
Really?
That's where he came from. That's where we got him from.
He come from Missouri. I'm going to go zero because they've invested everything they have in Arkansas baseball.
Zero chips.
Zero national championships. Yeti coolers.
Cold.
Expensive.
Side note, this has been the perfect time that we announced the winner. But, ice.
I had expensive. Let's go giveaway. Vols Deep Podcast.
Best.
Underrated.
Sunday.
Sunday? I'm going to go fun. Reverse raffle.
Oh, I never mind.
Intriguing.
Gloria.
Wilson.
Norwood.
I'm going to go suspense. That Morgan Wallen one was really intense. Johnny Cash.
Black.
I had black, too.
I did, too. Dadgummit.
Chicken.
Somebody has the... I had the perfect answer if somebody wants black.
I'm going to go Folsom. Was that your perfect answer?
No.
Oh.
Classic.
What's your other one?
Sue.
Sue, yeah.
Boy named Sue, yeah. Chicken in black.
Darren
gonorrhea.
Darren McFadden.
Fast.
Yeah, returner.
NCAA.
I'm going to go childhood. Barbecue.
Hungry. Got some barbecue before I come over here.
Buddies.
Shack.
Arkansas.
Again?
No, that's my...
Oh, that's your answer.
Tailgating.
It's two words, don't care, Vol Navy.
Sailgating.
That's how I have Vol Navy, too.
G10.
Boo.
Let's just go party. Most underrated team in college football.
Tennessee Volunteers.
Tennessee Damn Volunteers.
Damn it.
Tennessee Volunteers.
Damn it. I'm going to go from Tennessee, too. Chris Brazel.
Overlooked.
Belindikoff.
Fast.
Heisman.
Ooh.
Episode 9 dual winner.
Josh.
TikTok ended, by the way.
It's Spank.
It's Spanky.
That's right.
He got on there and voted for himself. I seen it.
Fix us up on TikTok. Thank you for letting us know.
He should be disqualified for letting it end.
All right, that was one word sponsored by the Goats at Frank's Fix It Shop. Check out Frank's Fix It Shop at 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston, Tennessee. Check them out on Facebook or their online website. 865-376-9299 is the number to call. Let's go ahead and hit a few more names out of the box.
Me and Josh, just make you wait outside.
Yeah, be better anyway.
Yeah, go with Joe, Josh.
We got TikTok back up.
Jeffrey Lewis.
Riley Brown.
James Brown.
We'll go quick. Rebecca Birdgruff.
Lee Adkisson.
Austin Webb.
Janet Adkisson.
Christina Henry.
Kimberly Everett.
Xavier Agent X. Garcia.
Gloria Wilson.
Justin Fields. Not related.
Darren Jackson. So
Jeffrey Lewis.
I'd take a piss.
Jeff Lipford.
Catherine Howe.
Jeffrey Lewis.
Keith Osborne.
Ernie Hewling.
Catherine Howe. Drew Bruce.
Natalie Curley.
Gloria Wilson.
Kevin Martin.
Kimberly Morgan. Bless you.
Thank you. Justin Fields.
Ernie Hewling. Troy Carter. Natalie Curley. And Gloria Wilson.
It's always her. Not laughing at you, Gloria.
Well, she bought a lot. A lot. Is that it?
That's it for that round.
All right, we'll be right back with our next segment. We have a big giveaway coming up. We've got the college football pick'ems. We have our keys to the game versus Arkansas as well.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty down
in there. Nitty-gritty,
there's
baby.
There's still much in there.
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it, or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair / replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride, transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
Okay. All right, we are back. Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. This segment is presented by MBM Heating and Air. Ready to upgrade your comfort when it's time for a new HVAC system, trust the experts at MBM Heating and Air. They deliver top quality installations at prices that won't break the bank. Your family deserves reliable heating and cooling year-round. Call MBM Heating and Air at 423-346-2626 or message them at mbmheatingandair.com for your free consultation and estimate. Let's get you comfortable again. All right, let's do a few more names real fast, bro.
A few more. Okay.
Let us know when we're around like the 20 mark, and we'll just save it till the end.
We're getting close.
Yeah, we'll just draw those names right there. And there's roughly about 20 left. You say it's about 20, Luke?
Yeah, we can do that for the finale.
Farron Jackson. Thomas Shelton.
Travis Bullock.
Jeanford Graham.
Tim Miller.
Cameron Boggs.
Rory Wilson.
Rebecca Burgraff.
Austin Woodall.
Janet Atkinson.
Cameron Boogs.
Gloria Wilson.
Gloria Wilson.
Gloria Wilson.
Paula Coffey.
Gloria Wilson.
Derek Goins.
Tyler Hazlett.
Jennifer Graham.
Blank.
Blank.
It's a dud. Blank. It's a dud.
It means I win it.
Riley Graham.
Jim Highfield.
Derek Goins. Riley Brown. Liz Wilson. And Gloria Wilson.
That it? All right, Tennessee takes on the Arkansas Razorbacks this coming Saturday, 4:15 kickoff inside Neyland Stadium. What are your offensive keys to the game?
It's very simple for me. Tempo. Tempo, 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 run tempo. We're better when we play tempo. We need to keep on with tempo. And we need to play our game, and that is playing with tempo.
I agree. You got to keep it upbeat, but don't get too much tempo that you wear your defense.
No,
out.
Tempo.
Hey, I got run, run, out. Run. Show we are the more dominant team.
I've got a lot of tempo as well. Got to get that first down. After that, that's when we really get rolling. I want to establish more of a running game this week as well. We've kind of seen that fall off just a little bit.
We've seen Joey Aguilar just be a man.
Yeah. So I just want to see a little bit more of that. What about your defensive keys of the game?
Stop the run.
Don't allow Taylen Green to beat you with his legs. Attack, attack, attack.
Expect the unexpected, Coles. We don't know what Arkansas is going to try to do. They got an interim coach who's out to remake a name for himself. So
he's going
to
throw the kitchen sink at you.
He's going to throw the kitchen sink at us. He's had 2 weeks to prepare for Tennessee. So expect the unexpected tackle. Make your tackles. Let's contain the run. It's not letting them on the outside, but tackle well.
Yeah, I think we're going to be a whole lot more healthy here. Mm-hmm. So
we
excited.
Get Jermon McCoy back, don't we?
Yeah, excited about that. Supposed to. But the defensive line, they just need to dominate without having to blitz constantly. Mm-hmm. But I'm anxious to see what Motorcycle Bob does with this offense. Let's hit some over under.
Special teams, right quick.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
On just kick return. Front
punt,
line.
Punt return's been rough.
Get down.
Catch.
Because I have
kicks.
A feeling, first play of the game, if they kick off, they will surprise onside it.
Jack says, something tells me you're Tennessee fans. I believe that's it's hard for me to see right here. I believe that's a Dallas Cowboy logo. Did you see Dak wearing Joe Milton's jersey? He said, he also says Tennessee is going to beat Bama this year again.
We agree.
Again.
We agree with you.
I'll be down there.
Joey Aguilar, 300-plus passing versus Arkansas.
Under by just a hair.
I'm going over.
I'm going over as well. I think it's a huge day.
Under 320.
That would be over.
Oh, I thought you said 350. My bad. Over.
I'm going 289.
Tennessee has 4.5 sacks versus Arkansas.
I'm actually taking the under in this one.
I'm going to go under 4.
Under.
That hook gets them.
I'm going to go over. Hell with it. Domination.
I think the quarterback's going to run more. We're going to stop them behind the line of scrimmage, but
they don't count as sacks.
One of those won't count as sacks.
I think they're going to try to inside trap us a whole lot. Make that run.
With Jackson Moy right there in the middle. We get Jackson Moy back?
He was back last week.
That's
so,
right.
So. Tennessee versus the Hog, 70.5. The Hog. 70.5 total points.
The Hog, baby.
It's a WG. Under.
I said 75 last week. I hit it right on the nail. It's going over again this week.
Under.
It's the two worst defenses in the SEC, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going over. I'm going over. Joey Aguilar, 2.5 total touchdowns.
Over.
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 Throws for two, runs for two.
Over like Rover.
I've got over as well. Let's give me your three-leg parlay for this coming Saturday.
I'll go first because I'm still confused on how this works. I'm going to go Alabama plus 5.5. I think that that's going to be come down to a field goal game.
Alabama's a favorite to win, so that doesn't
work
that
way. Yeah, I
think
they're going to win.
By more than 5.5.
By more than 5.5.
Okay.
So that'd be minus 5.5.
That'd be minus 5.5.
Okay. And Texas is favored by 3. I think Texas will win. So Texas minus 3. And then Georgia is a 6.5 point favorite against Auburn. I think that's going to come down to the wire. Give me the Bulldogs by a field goal.
That means you're taking Auburn.
No, never mind. I'm going to take Georgia by more than a field goal.
By more than 6.5.
Yeah.
We're going to teach Spanky how this works.
No. Yeah.
Clearly, Spanky is not on.
Let's put a disclaimer. Please right. Do not bet what Spanky is telling you to bet.
I still don't know what he chose.
Give me Georgia over Auburn at minus 4.5.
That's exactly what I have on that one. I have that one as well.
Give me Bama minus 3.5. Over Missouri. Mm-hmm. And give me the Oklahoma money line. They are underdogs right now.
All right. I took Georgia minus 4.5 over Auburn. I took Oklahoma on the money line over Texas. And I took Tennessee to cover 13.5 on Arkansas.
You just screwed us, buddy.
Hey, I hit 3 for 3 last week. Y'all didn't believe me.
I went 0 for 3.
Let's get a little crazy here. Oklahoma covers versus Texas.
They're 2-point underdog right now.
Oregon covers versus Indiana.
What's that spread?
I looked at it earlier. I don't have it wrote down.
7.
Missouri beats Alabama at home.
I love it.
Mm.
Ryan Jackson says, thank God, Spanky, you don't have a FanDuel account.
No doubt. Even when it win.
Anytime I would do it, I just take the money line, just the flat. Like, I don't do that.
If you like spread. Texas Hold'em, they give him that free bet. He wins the first time. He's addicted forever.
Felt that.
I used to do the money line stuff just because I just want to straight up pick it. I don't like doing the points and all that stuff because then it hurts my head, confuses me.
That don't take much.
Thank you, NBM Heating and Air, for sponsoring our podcast and making this segment possible. We look forward to telling our listeners more and more about NBM Heating and Air. We'll be right back with a giveaway from Hound Dogs Knoxville, your chance to win a $25 gift card. We have some punishments. We'll have a loser. And we're giving away a Yeti cooler. So we'll do the final drawing for that as well. Stick around.
I want to sit in that cooler.
NBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service. 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. free insurance quotes, and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today. All right, welcome back to the final segment of the Vols Deep podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment. Spur, let the people know who last week's winner was and then how this works.
The winner last week was Sonny Schwartz. Sonny Schwartz will be hollering at you to get your address. But congratulations. I think you went perfect on the week. So
really?
Good job, Sonny. And we're going to do 10 games here in just a minute. And these 10 games will be posted on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page on Wednesday morning. Make sure you choose your 10 winners underneath that podcast post only. The tiebreaker will be the total points scored in the Tennessee-Arkansas game. So deadline to enter is kickoff Saturday morning.
Well, actually, we do a Thursday night game.
There's not a Thursday night game on here.
Oh, that's right. I changed it. Thank you. Thank you, Big Daddy. All right, we've got our results from last week. Spur and I tied at 8-2. Josh went 9-1 for his first win of the year. Congratulations, wow, Big Daddy.
Billy Goat finds a turd every once in a while.
Spanky?
Speaking of turds.
Speaking of turds. 3 weeks in a row,
you poor thing, buddy. You went 7-3. Spanky loses again.
So and that's usually a good record.
He has to dip his hand in the cup of misfortune.
What was his punishment last week? He's still going to be a mime somewhere, I know.
A mime. Let's see. We got a cold plunge.
Act confused
Josh.
Or something. Go to.
Yeah, he has to approach strangers and tell them that he's lost.
He's lost, yep. All right, let's see
I
what
think
you
think. That and a mime's the same thing.
Yep, run to a group of strangers, tell them that you're lost.
Let's see.
We need to make these happen soon. Again.
Grand finale show.
Son of a bitch.
What'd you get?
Eat a box of cereal during the show.
Yes. That's my favorite one. I've been waiting on you to get that one for 3 years.
For those who don't know, Spanky despises cereal.
But it's the year, but... Hey, you gotta get the mic, big dog.
I don't want that fucking mic. He despises cereal.
So well, next week, right here on the Vols Deep Podcast, Spanky will eat an entire box of cereal.
And he might throw up.
Yellow.
He's mad. He's tore up.
Spanky will not be on the show next week.
Who? Vandy is the best team in Tennessee, yeah, Josh says. Cool. He also
the best,
says
the best
Vandy
team in Nashville.
Owns you. Oh, dear
Somebody
Lord.
Was calling
Oh, yeah.
We ain't in Kansas anymore. He don't even know what I'm talking about. Steven says, tell little man to keep up. Keep it up. Love seeing the progress. Thank you very, very much.
Already dominated.
Kenneth says, go Vols. Go Vols. I'll see you soon, brother.
The only way I'll eat this cereal is if I pick it out.
Nope.
Yeah, you can pick it out.
No. We got to pick it out.
I want to pick it out.
What kind are you going to pick? We need to know right now.
Something chocolate.
See, that's cheating. It's not cereal. It's candy.
All right, let's do our pick'ems, and then after that, we will draw the winner for the cooler.
I want a cereal bar.
Game one, South Carolina at LSU.
Give me LSU.
I'm going LSU. Mike the Tiger.
Spanky?
LSU.
I have LSU as well. Game two, Florida at Texas A&M.
I was more confident in this pick. Before yesterday. But give me A&M.
Yeah, I can't pick Florida yet. Give me A&M.
Spanky?
A&M.
I have Texas A&M as well. Game three, Georgia at Auburn.
Georgia.
Give me Georgia.
It's not even close.
Georgia.
Georgia's got revenge on their mind.
I have Georgia as well. Game four, Alabama at Missouri.
Give me Alabama.
As much as I want Missouri to beat them, I think it's going to be tied.
I already know. We already know what he's doing.
Spanky?
Alabama.
I really don't want to do it now. Let's go Missouri. Sticking to it. Game 5. Ohio State at Illinois.
Ohio State.
You want to do it?
Ohio State.
Give me Illinois.
I like it.
I wanted to, but they let me down a couple weeks ago. So
I was going to see. If you hadn't done it,
whenever they let Indiana score 60 on them, I was done with them.
I've got the Ohio Bobcats. Game 6, Oklahoma at Texas.
Oklahoma.
This is a good one.
Texas.
After they're showing this week, winning a goose egg against Florida, give me Oklahoma.
I have Oklahoma as well.
Who do you want to win that one is the question.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. You want Oklahoma to win?
I hate Texas.
I hate Texas too, but I'm talking about just for Tennessee's sake.
Horns down.
Oklahoma. Imagine that matchup.
It'd be a night game.
Indiana at Oregon.
Oregon.
Quack.
I've got Oregon as well. Now, if this wasn't at Oregon, I might lean towards
if
Indiana.
If he was up north, yeah, I might, yeah.
Game 8, Michigan at USC. This the real be, one, not the fighting chickens.
Yeah. Michigan.
This could be a sneaky good game.
It could be.
But USC let Illinois come back and beat them the other night. Give me Michigan.
Michigan did not look good, I thought, against Wisconsin. I'm going to go USC at home.
I have USC at home as well. Game 9, Arizona State at Utah.
Arizona State.
What's that, Utah?
Utah is a favorite in this game as a home team. I'm going to go. I'll go Utah.
They've just not impressed me this year. Give me Arizona State.
This one's tough for me as well. I'm going to go with Utah just because they are the home team. Game 10, Arkansas at Tennessee plus the total points.
Tennessee and the total points, 49. Score's going to be 35 to 14.
Give me Tennessee and give me 72 total points.
Give me the Vols with 62 total points. If you say 63, I'm coming across this table.
Damn, Spire, that's where I was at. But I don't know if I want to go over that or not. I'm going to go Vols. I'm going to go over, Spire. I'm going to go 73.
The advantage of picking last.
I don't know if I want to do that, but I did it. All right.
I'm just happy I finally got on the scoreboard.
Hey, I don't even care about winning. I just don't want to lose.
Right. I'll finish in the middle of the pack all year long. I don't care.
All right, let's draw for the Yeti 45 cooler. We've drew out a lot of names so far. We've got a few left.
There's a 2 or 3. Leave them in there.
Well, no, leave.
Leave 2 or 3 in there.
Okay.
Right, so these are the last losers from there.
Yeah, we're going to have to pick one at a time out at the last.
Okay. Lee Atkinson.
Cameron Boggs.
Alex Escaler.
Hey, microphone.
Ernie Hewling
again.
Troy Carter.
Lee Atkinson.
Liz Wilson.
Kimberly Morgan.
Gloria Wilson.
Gloria Wilson.
Alex Escobar.
Thomas Shelton.
Jonathan Sykes.
Gloria Wilson.
Frank Calarito.
Austin Webb.
Jonathan Costella.
Catherine Howe.
Tim Barrier.
Austin Woodall.
Jeffrey Lewis.
Tizer Hazlett.
Ronnie Brown.
Janet Atkinson.
Justin Fields.
Jonathan Costella.
Jim Highfield.
Riley Brown.
Liz Wilson.
Riley Brown.
Derek Cashat.
I see four things in here. So there's four little pieces of paper in here, I believe. So we're each going to draw one. They'll leave one left, all right? And the one that's still in here
will be
the winner.
Okay, yeah, that'll work.
We'll let you draw the last one,
all
right?
No, that's all you.
Okay. Take one.
I'll draw the last one. I'll take the heat.
I don't care if we take the heat or not. What'd you get? Did you get one?
One.
All right. Grab you one there, Spanky. And there's one left. So we'll announce three more losers, I guess you could say.
Gloria Wilson.
Thomas Shelton.
Tim Berry.
All right, there's one ticket left in there. Spanky, you want to do it?
Yep.
He can't even read.
I know.
Jennifer Graham. Yeah, Jennifer Graham.
Congratulations.
There is the winner. I'll show it to the camera. Jennifer Graham, you have won the Yeti Cooler. If I remember right, Luke, I don't remember hearing this name at all.
I've said it a few times.
Have you?
Yeah.
I was about to say, probably one of the ones that bought like one ticket versus some that bought a bunch. All right, congratulations, Jennifer Graham.
Gloria Wilson, since you purchased the most tickets, if you're listening to us, if you'd like to go to the Kansas concert, I have two tickets that I will give you to the Kansas concert on Tuesday. Message me or message Luke. How's that sound? As a consolation prize for donating the most money to Luke's son's football team.
Yep, that's awesome. Appreciate it. But hopefully she's listening. One of them's got to be listening from the Vol Navy.
You got Gloria's info? You can tell her she won the second prize, which is
okay.
Which is that?
I'll let her know. All right, thank you all so much for listening and watching us. You can rewatch this on YouTube, Facebook. And as always, our podcast will stream on all podcast audio formats. Go Vols, baby.
Go Vols.